Welcome, each of you, all of you. Welcome. We gather together as the darkness of evening gathers in around us. We gather because we know so much about the dark during this time of year. We gather because of differing hurts, pain, grief, loss, hopelessness, struggle, doubt, fear. But we gather together, trusting that we are not alone. Not now, not ever. We gather because, especially when it is dark, we long for light. Let's pray. O God, come and fill our hearts with your peace. In this time where the days are so short and the nights are so long, bring your light. Give us a sense of your gracious spirit that mourns with us in grief, cries with us in sorrow, sits with us in despair. Be Emmanuel for us, God with us, God who has come, God who comes, God who is coming. Come and fill our hearts.
A reading from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who have lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
We are all gathered here together in the dark of the longest night of the year. We have a lot in common as a body who have come seeking, come longing for a light in the midst of darkness. And yet we each walk in a different kind of darkness. A different need, a different longing has brought us here. Some walk in a dark disillusionment with the world, with its violence and injustice, with the systems that are supposed to help but seem instead to hurt. Some walk in a dark of hopelessness and cynicism, believing that transformation is not coming, change is not possible. Some walk in a dark of pain and sickness, the endless cycle of doctors and tests, improvements and setbacks, the wearying work of getting healthy, and the tiresome lack of control. Some walk in a dark of loneliness, missing connection, longing for companionship. Some walk in a dark of shattered dreams. This life is not what it was supposed to be. And some walk in the darkness of grief, mourning a loved one, remembering happier Christmases of times gone by, wishing for one more moment, one more dinner shared, one more I love you spoken, just one more. We are all gathered here together in the dark of the longest night of the year, but we each walk in a different kind of darkness. And yet we all know the disorienting nature of dark. We all know its fear. We all know its vulnerability. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, Isaiah says. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. The language here is of light shining or of seeing a great light, but there is not a sense that the darkness goes away because of it. The light comes, but that is different than darkness disappearing. Even in the Gospel of John, who says that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness does not overcome it, even he is implying that the darkness is still there, still working on us, even as the light shines on us, even as the light shines in us. The light that comes does not keep us from also having our experience of darkness. The psalmist we heard earlier testified to the reality that we still feel. We still grieve. We swirl. We remember. We ache. We long. We question. And we doubt. Even in this season of light. Culturally, we put a lot of focus on Christmas Day. But if you think about it, almost the entire story of Christmas takes place in the dark. It takes place in the night. An angel appears to Joseph in a dream while he's asleep at night. Jesus is born in a stable in the dark of night. Angels wake up shepherds who were watching their sheep by night. The wise men follow a star that appears in the night sky. This story is about night. It is full of darkness. It is full of darkness. Because that is where the light comes, to the night, not to the brightness of day, but to the darkness of night. The light of the world comes in the night. That is the good news of Christmas. The light comes to darkness. The light comes to need, to longing. Light comes into darkness, into your darkness, into our darkness. It shines on us, on our grief, on our pain, on our sickness and despair, on our disillusionment and doubt. The light comes to darkness. May we who walk in the darkness see the light. May we who live in a land of deep darkness sense that on us light has shined. Amen.
The writer of the Gospel of John introduces us to Jesus this way. What has come into being in him was life, And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. And so we light our final candle, the Christ candle, the light that shines in the darkness that cannot, shall not, and will not be put out. Let's pray together. Come, Lord Jesus. Stand beside us in our shadows. Help us to know the realities of your hope, peace, joy, and love, even as we experience struggle, fear, pain, and grief. Into this place, into our hearts, we ask you to come. Be born here again. We need you. Please come. Amen.
Hear these words of blessing. May Jesus, the life that is light for all people, shine in your heart. No matter how small, no matter how dim, may that light stubbornly shine. The darkness will not overcome it. Go in peace. With courage, to face the coming days with hope. God is with you. God is with all of us. Amen.